We spoke with Victoria a couple of weeks ago, but it's time just to remind you that coming up at the Warner Theater in Torrington, Connecticut, December 10th and 11th, 17th and 18th, The Nutcracker from the Nutmeg Ballet Company. More information is available. You can go to Warner Theater, you can go to their website, or you can go to nutmegconservatory.org, and we welcome in Victoria once again. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So how's everything going in preparation for the Nutcracker?
Oh, it's getting very exciting. We are, looking at just a couple weeks left, so... You know, after Thanksgiving, the kids, our students, have a little bit of a break on Thanksgiving because they've been working very hard. And now we are going into the final full week in the studio, and, you know, costumes will come, and we'll, you know, practice with our costumes the first time, and it just gets very exciting. And the real props, and then we move into the theater, and, you know, this is what they prepare for. This is what they want, you know, more than anything, to get on stage and be in front of a live audience.
You know, when you think of the holidays and you think of what you get entertained with on the holidays, there's a few things that are out there that people know about. But I think the one that sticks with everybody, because you enjoy it as a child, you enjoy it as an adult, and that is the Nutcracker. I think that's really an introduction to, I'll say, classical music and opera all at once for young children to get used to early in their life.
That's true. The beautiful score by Tchaikovsky is really a, you know, and the story, it is quite an intense story. You know, young Maria, she, and people do have different versions of it, but our story is young Clara, rather, and she goes on a journey. You know, she's growing up, her uncle, Dr. Drosselmeyer, gives her a beautiful nutcracker that is quite odd as a gift, maybe, and she just falls in love with it, and this nutcracker grows up and, you know, transitions, and she journeys with him into a land of snow and into a land of fairies and sugar plums and characters. So it's quite a beautiful, you know, beautiful, beautiful, not too long. The first act has a battle scene with beautiful, we have wonderful costumes with mice and, you know, little tiny wooden soldiers, and the tree grows. So the little children, especially in the party scene and the battle scene, they are very, very excited, you know, to see what's going on. And I think we tell the story. We have a professional actor who plays Drosselmeyer, and he really brings the, excuse me, story across.
We're speaking to Victoria Massarelli. And once again, I think also where you hold it makes a difference. For people, for especially young children that haven't seen it yet, when you see it at the Warner Theater, you see it in all the grandeur that it's meant to be shown.
Oh, that is so right. The space. You know, I grew up in Torrington, so for me the Warner Theater is very special. In 1983, 84, we walked back into it, you know, quite a mess. Excuse me. This morning I've got quite a throat. Yeah. And it is just a beautiful place for the whole community to share in, and the whole wider community too, you know, and how it's come into such a beautiful transition, how they've renovated it and the wonderful things. And it's right next door to us. So we share, you know, a wall, and so when we go over, it's really right next door for us, so it's absolutely perfect for us to just go over and warm up in our own studios and walk over to do the production. The Art Deco, you know, beautiful, beautiful theater. We're very proud of it, and we're excited when people come, especially for the first time. You know, they're really quite surprised when they walk in.
Well, you know, it just goes together. The grandeur of the theater adds to the experience when the lights go down and the show starts. It has to be a little hair-raising, a little goosebump-raising for people when that happens.
It is magical. It is magical. And that's what happens to the dancers as well. You know, performing is quite extraordinary. And, you know, you prepare, but you prepare so much for them, and for our students that you want them to be able to deal with anything that might arise in a performance, the music not starting, you know, or a set piece not quite working, or someone forgetting. You know, these are children. They're age 6, the youngest Angel's 5, 6 years old, and, you know, our oldest student's 19. You know, they're young, so anything can happen, but, you know, we hope that they prepare. But, you know, the audience member for them, you know, I know stories of families that have come for so long, and then they start to bring, you know, with their grandparents and their children and their great-grandchildren. It's just lovely, and they look forward to it. And, of course, this time of year, you know, and now that Thanksgiving is over, it's just really, you know, we're flying into Christmas and the season, so it's just lovely. I love to hear them, the kids talking, if when I sit in the audience before the show.
It's coming up very soon, the Nutmeg Ballet's Nutcracker for 2022 at the Warner Theater, December 10th at 2, December 10th at 7, December 11th and 2, December 17th at 2, December 17th at 7, and December 18th at 2. For tickets, it's very simple. Just go to nutmegconservatory.org, and you can click right there and get your tickets right there to enjoy the show. Well, once again, best of luck, happy holidays, and continuing on with the tradition that is something special in our area, and that is the Nutmeg Ballet and the Nutcracker.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, and I hope that a lot of people come out. And, you know, after you know, we're coming out of our shells and coming into more normalcy, it's really nice thing to see people, you know, getting their tickets, making it a whole event. So thank you for having me.
All right, Victoria, have a great day.
Oh, thank you. You too. All the best.
Victoria Mazzarelli, once again, from the Nutmeg Conservatory, the Nutmeg Ballet, the Nutcracker, starts December 10th, and nutmegconservatory.org.